It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello and welcome to Border Crossings live from downtown Washington, D.C. in Studio 4. If you'd like to join us today, pick up the phone and make a request. Call 202-619-2077. We've got your requests and dedications coming up for the hour, and it's great to see you again. Here they are, Wiz Khalifa along with Charlie Puth, and a request from Bogona Sevilla, who's listening to Border Crossings today. This is your request on the Voice of America.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first then the line will never be crossed, established it on our own when that line had to be drawn and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Sayings, and it is great to see you again. It most certainly is. Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Puth, and the song that holds the most views on the web right now on YouTube with 3 billion views. Ray mentioned that it has passed Gangnam Style, which is close behind at number 2, but 3 billion views for See You Again, Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Puth, for Bogona Sevilla, who works for the Voice of America in our LATAM division. And listens at the transmitter site wherever he or she is stationed. So, Bogona Sevilla, thank you very much for reaching out and making a request. We're glad to hear that the VOA staffers are listening at the various transmitter locations and different offices around the world. And the song See You Again was in the film Fast and Furious 7. And here's something that Charlie spoke about with Outlet Magazine, something we didn't know. When the song was first presented to the producers of the movie, Charlie sang it with Wiz Khalifa. The producer said, well, we love the song, but Charlie, you're nobody. We want another singer. And Charlie said, you know what? You're not going to have my song. If I don't sing it, nobody sings it. So as it turned out, the producers gave in, and Charlie Puth went on to sing it, and as you know, it became a huge, huge hit. See you again, Charlie Puth, Wiz Khalifa. Charlie's on tour right now with Shawn Mendes. I'm Larry London. Phone lines are open. Thank you so much for checking in. 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings at voa.gov. Go to twitter.com. Send a tweet to hashtag BCVOA or join us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Or if you go to facebook.com, you can always search Larry London in the search box. Alfonso is in Angola listening right now. So Alfonso in Angola, he said he listened for many years and decided he wanted to get into broadcasting. So apparently he's a fellow radio broadcaster. So Alfonso, nice to have you tuned in. Abdal Fita is in Libya listening to us today. So, Abdal Fita, thank you for your message. Esther Voss is with us. Daniel Gray, Tau Buhari, Ilgin, Frasina Sabo, Ayandana Pever, Pri Jack, Yosef Shatei, Yerdan Fayisa, and the list goes on and on and on. All the great people who have checked in to say hi. Mercy Jan Smoke, Dwayne Nana Quabena Missa, Abeni Eximius, Augustino Jao Jose. We're glad you're all with us. Khadija Abdullah, Aris Ashanti is tuned in. Amon Amarth just checked in a bit ago. Amon Amarth is in Tripoli, so thank you for listening. Aditha Pratika in India. Yuki Tsuzikazaka is tuned in. So, Yuki, I assume you're in Japan. Konnichiwa. Genki desu ka? I hope you're feeling genki. Varsha Femi is with us. A lot of people around the world joining us on Border Crossings, your place for requests and dedications. This is where the world comes together for an hour, and we can put our differences aside and all enjoy one common bond, the love of music. If we can play a song for you and your friends and your family and your coworkers and your classmates, let us know. 202-619-2077. Daniel Kadane requested a song and said, I'm an Ethiopian, I'm a big fan, and I've been listening to your show about 8 years now on Shegar FM 102.1. And by the way, Shegar FM getting ready for the 10th anniversary coming up in a couple of months. Wish I could be there to celebrate with everybody. Daniel said, I want a song dedicated to me, sung by Ed Sheeran, and also send it out to Howie GG. And the song I want to hear is called Dive from Ed Sheeran.
Well, maybe I came on too strong. Maybe I waited too long. Maybe I played my cards wrong. Oh, just a little bit wrong. Baby, I apologize for it. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and jumping in harder than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby. I've traveled the world and there's no other girl like you, no one. What's your history?
What's your history?
Do you have a tendency to lead some people on? Cause I heard you do. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to get
give my all and lie awake every day. Don't know how much I can take, so don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Do I find it so hard when I know in my heart I'm letting you down every day? Letting you down every day. Why do I keep on running away?
Orphan woman eyes, took for my child to be born. See through a woman's eyes, took for these natural twins to believe in miracles. Took me too long for this song, I don't deserve you. I harass you out in Paris. Please come back to Rome, you make it home. We talked for hours when you were on tour. Please pick up the phone, pick up the phone. I said don't embarrass me instead of be mine. That was my proposal for us to go steady. That was your 21st birthday. You matured faster than me, I wasn't ready. So I apologize, I seen the innocence. Leave your eyes, I still mourn this death. And I apologize for all the stillborns, cause I wasn't present, your body wouldn't accept it. I apologize to all the women whom I toyed with your emotion, cause I was emotionless. And I apologize, cause at your best, you were love. And because I fall short of what I say I'm all about, your eyes leave with the soul that your body once housed. And you stare blankly into space, thinking of all the time you wasted it on all the spaces. So, I apologize. Apologize. Our love was one for the ages, and I contained us in all this ratchet, and we more expansive now. Meant to cry and die alone in these mansions, or sleep with our back turned. We supposed to vacate till our backs burn. We're supposed to laugh till our hearts stop, and then me, in a space where the dark stop. And let love light the way. Like the men before me, I cut off my nose to spite my face. I never wanted another woman to know something about me that you didn't know. I promise I cried, I couldn't hold. I suck at love, I think I need a do-over. I would be emotionally available if I invited you over. I stew over, what if you over my shoe? And if my children knew, I don't even know what I would do. If they ain't look at me the same, I would probably die with all the shame. You did what with who? What good is a menage a trois when you have a soulmate? You risk that for blue? If I wasn't a superhero on your face, my heart breaks for the day. I have to explain my mistakes, and the mask goes away, and Santa Claus is fake. And you go online and see for Blues 2, the Tooth Fairy didn't pay.
Border Crossings. Song lasts 4 minutes and 44 seconds. Album title, 4 minutes, 44 seconds. Or could be on the clock, 444. Ben-Hur, Gebrel Selassie requested Jay-Z, and hope you enjoyed that Jay-Z song, which is called 444, and it is off of Jay-Z's 14th number one album. And only the Beatles have more number one albums than Jay-Z. They have 19 number one albums. Now, on the R&B hip-hop charts, Jay-Z, again, has set a record. He has all five of the top spots on the R&B chart this week. All five are Jay-Z. Jay-Z, 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 Jay-Z. And also some other news about Jay-Z. Because he's in this battle with the folks at Spotify, because he's got his streaming service called Tidal, and he made the album 444 available first on Tidal, then it went to Amazon and Apple. He refuses to allow it to be available on Spotify, and the industry experts are saying this is costing him $1 million a week in potential sales. $1 million a week. I guess when you're worth over $500 million, you can afford to spend a little bit of money. I don't know if I'd be spending $1 million a week, though. That's a hefty amount of money there to be tossing out the window. But he can get away with it. He's Jay-Z, and his wife is also worth $500 million. So together, they are a billion-dollar couple. By the way, Jay-Z, very proud of his two new babies, took some photos, posted some photos. Rumi and Sir Carter, they're doing fine, about 3 weeks old right now. Everybody's great at the mansion in Beverly Hills that they're renting out. And I read yesterday in some real estate magazine, the property has considerably increased in value since Jay-Z and Beyonce moved in to the neighborhood. And there's also rumors out there that the two of them may be having marital issues and getting marital counseling. And some say, no, it's absolutely false. And others say, well, yeah, their marriage is kind of struggling right now. So whatever it is, we hope they sort it out. And there's a lot of pressure on both of them, you know, when you are Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. This is Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Joseph P. and Williams Ekamini. I heard from Cletus Clark, Silas Deborah, A. and Donna Pever. Mary Buckman checked in. Bart Horvat is with us, Oahu, England geographer. And Dag Maui all said hi on our Facebook page. So I say hi right back at you. A lot of people writing in, expressing their emotions, their condolences, their feelings, their thoughts about the sudden tragic death of Chester Bennington. I posted yesterday a video interview that I did with Chester Bennington and Mike Shinoda, the two guys that founded Linkin Park together in California. I put that up there kind of as a flashback and, you know, give you a chance to actually hear Chester talk And this wasn't too long. I think it was 2 years ago we recorded the interview. So it gives you a chance to hear what he had to say and what was going on in his mind a couple of years ago in recent times. But the band have canceled the tour, fittingly. Of course, that's appropriate. They've canceled the tour. And the sales of Linkin Park's music, and this is according to MSN News, has increased 7,000% in the last week since his death. Linkin Park all over the charts again. Album sales up 7,000% since Chester's tragic death, which has been officially ruled a suicide. A lot of people were wondering, maybe it's not. But no, it has been officially ruled a suicide. And there are more details, I'm sure, coming out. John Jurassic wrote us and wants us to play this Linkin Park song. This is Waiting for the End here on Border Crossings. Yeah.
Wishing I had strength to stand. This is not what I had planned. It's out of my control.
Слушайте Border Crossings с Ларри Лондоном на канале VOA 1. Следите за нами на Фейсбуке по адресу facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
Never thought that I'd be left behind, that I was stronger than you. Girl, if only I knew what I've done, you know. So why don't you tell me? And I would bring down the moon and the sun to show how much I care. Don't wanna lose you now.
Crossings. And from Orlando, Florida, the Backstreet Boys. And that's a request from Raphael, who listens in Nigeria and asked us to play that for his lovely wife and his little baby, who's turning one soon. And that song is Don't Want to Lose You Now from the Backstreet Boys, who are very busy boys or grown men. Nick Carter has been a judge on a TV show called Boy Band, which is kind of hosted by Rita Ora, of all people. Rita Ora hosting a boy band TV show, but Nick Carter is one of the judges on the TV show on ABC TV. Backstreet Boys also performing in Las Vegas, and their tour there in Las Vegas is called the Smooth Tour. And they're selling out every single night that they perform and hit the stage with Boys to Men and some other acts as well back from the 90s. By the way, I put a picture of myself with a Boys to Men on my Facebook page when I had a chance to have Boys to Men on the show. And also, Backstreet Boys are planning their cruise for 2018. They do this for the last couple of years. They rent out a cruise ship. They sell the tickets. You get to go on the boat. Backstreet Boys are there. They sing songs at the pool. and entertain the fans who are on the cruise hanging out with the Backstreet Boys. Sounds very intimate. I mean, you know, you go on a cruise, you go on a vacation on a floating ship with one of your favorite boy band icons, and you get to spend a few days with these guys. And that's kind of cool. Backstreet Boys also had a number one country song. They collaborated with Florida Georgia Line this past year on a song called God, Your Mama, and Me, which went to number one on the country charts, and they are going to be on Country Music Television, CMT, singing again on a show called Crossroads on August 30th. So there's your Backstreet Boys news, and Raphael and your wife and baby, I hope you enjoyed the song. And by one, there's a lot of milestones that babies go through by one. Usually that's around the age that they start walking. That's right when they take their first steps. A little bit before one or a little bit after one, but it's usually right around one. And you also get the first word, the first tooth that's coming in, all that fun stuff. I want to say hi to everybody who's listening to Border Crossings and let me know about it on our Facebook page. Vincent Maloba, Azeb Reban, Michael Mike, Ibrahim Unalar Havana with her daughter, Adams Penny. Heard from Norman Mambizo Campongo. Norman listens in Koroi, lives in Shirugwi, which I looked up on the internet, and it's near Zimbabwe. It's a district in Zimbabwe. So thank you, Norman, for checking us out in Zimbabwe. Bobby Manfred and his friend Clement Amantana are digging Border Crossings in Ghana. We're back on the air in Ghana on 98.1 FM. Alex Callen checked in, GD Dari Haywai, and Wanja Wa Sanchez all checked in to say hi. Ray McDonald joins us in about 10 minutes with his chart chat, look at the week's hottest hits on the Billboard chart. So hang around, he's coming in about 10 minutes. I also wanted to mention, for those of you around the world who might be holding tickets to a Justin Bieber concert, Justin announced late yesterday he's canceled the remainder of his tour. He didn't give a reason, although there are reports coming out from the inside that say Justin is simply exhausted. He's exhausted, fatigued physically and mentally, and it's just too much. 150 shows on his Purpose Tour in the last year or so, over $200 million in ticket sales, and you know, he's only in his early 20s. He needs a break. So they've canceled the remainder of the tour. I know that a lot of people are disappointed. He was coming to the Philippines. It's been a while since he's been there, but that is canceled. All the shows are canceled. So Asia, he was supposed to finish up in Asia. It looks like it's not going to happen. All right, here's a request from Kadi Jatu. Kadi Jatu is listening in Ghana and wants Bob Marley, Exodus, here on Border Crossings.
Men and people will fight it out.
movement of the people as started by one Bob Marley. And boy, what a movement it has been for 40 years.
Yes.
40 years. That's celebrating the anniversary of that song, 40 years this year.
Amazing.
Exodus by request here on Border Crossings. And I thank Kadi Jatu in Ghana for requesting that song. Ray McDonald's in, and Yahoo! We've got our Tuesday chart chat.
Right. Doing it on Tuesday today. Last Tuesday, you had the fantastic Steve Earle in.
Yes.
And it was an honor to be bumped by Mr. Steve Earle.
Thank you for coming in later in the week, though.
Sure.
I want to thank you for
my
that.
Pleasure. But today I have the pleasure of playing two songs for you, one of which just entered the top 20. The other one's knocking at the door. And we'll start with Niall Horan. Former One Direction member Niall Horan. This is his second countdown single. He's 2 for 2 now on the U.S. countdown. This is called Slow Hands. It moves from 22nd to 19th place, and I have a fun internet fact about Niall Horan, and I'll lay it on you after Slow Hands.
I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby.
Currently playing that song on VOA 1.
Yes. Day and night.
Day and night. Niall Horan, Slow Hands. Moving slowly on the Hot 100, but is moving in the right direction from 22nd to 19th place. This is Niall's second single after This Town, which peaked at number 20 in the States. It has 6 songwriting credits. 6 people wrote this song, including Niall Horan and producer Julian Bonetta. Julian is... He was One Direction's go-to producer. He started working with them on their Take Me Home album back in 2012. And he became their guy after that. And Julian says he did not foresee Niall Horan going in an R&B direction. He says the members continue to change the rules of what it means to be in a group. And Julian also says he realized that Slow Hands was a killer single while they were working it up in the studio. He had a drum loop, and they just constructed the song around that. Now, your fun fact, your fun internet fact about Niall Horan. He is the most followed One Direction member on Twitter. He has 31.5 million followers as of this morning when I checked. Harry Styles is breathing down his neck in second place with 30.9 million. Lewis Tomlinson has 25.7 million. Liam Payne is in the rear with 25.6 million Twitter followers. But Zayn Malik, who is the first one to bolt from One Direction, he really brings up the rear. He has 22.6 million Twitter followers. So.
But he's got Gigi Hadid, so that's all right.
she's worth 3 or 4 million
that's
right
it. You
there.
Can keep your Twitter followers.
Yeah, I got Gigi.
Now, 7 people wrote that song? I can't imagine. What do 7
6.
People? Oh, 6 people. Mm-hmm. What? You write a word, I'll write a word, you write a word. 6 people to write one song?
Yeah, and who knows what the contributions really are? I mean, you get a songwriting credit, you get a slice of the royalties.
Sure.
So wow. Yeah, there may have been some little arrangements going on there, but anyway, Slow Hands, congratulations, Niall Horan, you're 2 for 2 on the top 20. Now for my second song, this is a red letter day because Kesha is back with her first original song after 4 years. If you don't know what Kesha has been going through, I'll bring you up to date. The song is called Praying. It debuts at number 25, and I will bring you up to date on Kesha after Praying.
Almost had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace. Of who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can make it on my own.
Flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for my.
A different side of Kesha. That's a long way from TikTok. That's called Praying, debuting at number 25 on the latest Billboard Hot 100. This is the lead single from Kesha's third album, Rainbow, which drops on August 11th. It's also her first original song in 4 years. She co-wrote the song with Ryan Lewis, who also produced it. And of course, I think we most of us know Ryan best from his work with Macklemore. The single is out on Kemosabe Records. Now, Kemosabe is a joint venture between Dr. Luke and Sony. Dr. Luke is Kesha's former producer and record company boss. Dr. Luke is no longer with Sony. They let him go a few months ago, but Kesha still needed his permission to release it. He said, okay. He's maintained all along that she could release music if she wanted to. Now, for those of you who don't know what Kesha has been doing, in October of 2014, she brought suit against Sony and Dr. Luke, claiming that he sexually assaulted her, he abused her physically and emotionally, and she wanted out of her contract. And Dr. Luke said, no, it's never been that way. I've never done any of that. And Kesha's mother was brought into the whole thing. Dr. Luke brought a defamation suit against Kesha's mother for speaking out against him. Last month, that suit has been dropped. Now, Kesha was suing Dr. Luke in court in both California and New York. The California suit has been dropped. So right now, the only thing going on between the two of them is the New York court case. Dr. Luke now says Kesha owes him more than $1 million in royalty, and all along he has denied he ever abused or assaulted her. So it's been 2.5 years that this court case has been continuing, and it is continuing. Kesha has been touring sporadically with her band, The Creepies, and she's maintained a social media presence. And so she's starting to rebuild her career. It looked for a while there that we'd never hear anything from Kesha again, but she is starting to rebuild her career. Next month, she'll have two performances at the Summer Sonic Festival in Japan. And artists often go to Japan to sort of hone their stage show and sort of get things ready before they bring it back to North America or Europe. September sees Kesha play in California, and she'll also be at the iHeart Radio Music Festival in Las Vegas. She doesn't have any proper tour dates on the books yet. So Kesha's starting to crawl from the rubble, and that song, Praying, debuts at number 25. So let's see if we can welcome back Kesha to the top 20 after several years.
Kesha Rose Siebert.
Kesha Rose
was
Siebert.
Known for glitter. Known for pouring glitter all over herself before she'd go on stage. This is a risk because this is a ballad after 4 years to come out with a real syrupy, you know, ballad for somebody who was known as a poppy kind of artist. That's kind of a change.
True, but I think it's what we would expect from Kesha after all she's gone through. And right now there is a movement in pop for some of these light pop artists to become more serious. I mean, look at the approach Katy Perry is taking with her latest album. So I don't think it's that much of a risk because Kesha's fair weather fans probably abandoned her a few years ago. So now it's her real hardcore fans who are hopefully going to take her over the top.
As long as the new album Rainbow is consistent.
Well, yes.
Got to be consistent, because if the next single is something totally different, she's going to be all over the place. But
I looked at the track listing for Rainbow. It's got some interesting folks on it. Eagles of Death Metal are on two cuts, and Dolly Parton is also in it.
All right. Thank you, Ray McDonald. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. A thanks to Wagner, Vince, and Markel. Thank you. We'll all be back tomorrow with more Border Crossings. Join us then. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.